Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crab Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 13th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. Stayed up super late last night. No discipline. Cakes recommended. I mean, said 10 out of 10. Disclaimer.
It's very good.
And I tried to watch 5 minutes of it. I think it was last weekend with my wife, but It was late at night. It was like one of those things where you're getting to bed, let's pop on a show. Or you're half asleep and it's British accents.
It is.
And I couldn't really follow along.
Yeah.
And I said last night, all right, my wife and I were down in our basement and so we need to be dedicated. No screens. Mm-hmm. Put away your phone. I wouldn't start the show until phones were. Her phone was put away. My phone was put away.
Yeah.
Locked in. Couldn't just watch one episode. So that took me to 10:20 or so. So I had to watch the second episode. It took me to 11:20 now. I started dozing off a little bit. And then we went upstairs. She fell asleep immediately, but I had to get my stuff together. Made the mistake of putting the TV on. And I watched a little of the Dallas Mavericks, Golden State game.
See, it's your boyfriend. Luka was on TV.
I knew
late
somehow
night.
Luka was involved.
Watched the end.
Yeah.
Also love Steph Curry and the highlights are on right now.
Yeah.
He basically did what he did in the Olympics when it looked like they weren't going to win the gold medal, and then he just went
took over
ballistic.
Okay.
He did that in the last 3 minutes of that game.
See, he doesn't have good. He does. His sleep hygiene is terrible.
Terrible.
It's just terrible.
It's just not a priority.
I mean, in the middle of the week, staying up till past midnight. I mean, the only way that should happen is if the Commanders are in a nail biter to the end. That's what you should stay up for. So a rando Dallas Mavericks, Golden State Warriors game, 10 games into the season.
Not random for a couple of reasons. Number one, Jason and I bet the over on wins from Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, so you do have a vested interest.
Number two, it was the first day of the NBA Cup.
Who could miss that?
Special courts. Don't you see the special courts?
I have seen the special courts. Yes, I have seen them on the highlights.
The other thing is, I was also flipping over to, and this was earlier, but the Duke-Kentucky game. Because the Wizards will likely have a top pick in the draft.
It's looking that way.
You're
maybe even
scouting.
The number one pick in the draft.
Let's hope.
Could be Cooper Flagg. He's the one who's hyped up as the number one pick. Very close game. Kentucky, interestingly, I heard them say when the new coach took over, Pope, who played for Pitino at Kentucky years ago. He's now the head coach. When he took over, they had zero scholarship players. Everybody bounced. So the team is entirely new guys, and they took it to Duke and beat them, and Cooper Flagg made a couple turnovers at the end of the game.
I see that he had a big game point-wise, 26, 12 boards. I saw some of the highlights of the end, and I know that Shire
Dribbled into a corner and got doubled and kind of dribbled off his leg, I think.
I think they're starting three freshmen. They start three freshmen. I know Shire was talking about the cramping issues that some of the freshmen are having. He talked about that after the game, but especially with the starters who were playing, you know, close to 30 minutes. But Duke, yeah, I mean, it's early. It's only November, but that's a cool game to watch. Duke's ranked 6 and Kentucky's ranked 19.
It's amazing that they could just pull together a team like that.
Yeah.
But that's 2024 for you. That's NIL.
And it's also the draw of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky's always going to land top talent no matter what.
How's Cal doing where it is new spot?
Arkansas?
Yeah.
I think they've won their first couple.
I know he landed some 5-star for next year.
Big sillies again? He's going to have like 4 or 5 stars every year?
I saw the story. I actually didn't click on it, but it was a headline. It was like, Cal lands 5-star. It's what he does.
Well, it must be nice when you can turn to Walmart to dip into an NIL collective, because I mean it's right there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he could still do it, because he's more of an equal footing now,
right?
Where other schools can actually give him cash. Who knows what they've been doing for years prior to that?
Oh, I can imagine what they've been doing.
Right.
I saw a graphic.
Actually, you know
on Instagram.
Actually, they did lose one. I'm sorry, they're 1-1. Yeah. They lost to Baylor because that was over the weekend.
All right.
So I saw a graphic on Instagram about the Terps. They haven't played anybody, but the graphic was something like it was the first time they've won their first three games by 30 points in each of the games.
Well, there's a little buzz. I know Squirrel's taking his family, I think, this weekend. Who do they play this weekend?
They play Marquette Friday night.
Yeah, I think he's taking his kids Friday night. So, yep, there's a little buzz on the Terps.
Good.
Queen's supposed to be a stud, and is it Rice that had the big game the other day?
Yeah, Rodney Rice is a Dematha kid who went to Virginia Tech but had some injuries, ended up transferring out. So he's hit the portal, and Willard took him off the portal line, and now he doesn't start, but he's had a couple big games.
Valdez, are you locked back in with the Terps, or are you still? Are you
so locked in?
You are.
Hoop season.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Good to have you back.
I'll be cheering my ass off against, not at the game, but the Marquette game. It's their first real test.
Is that an 8 p.m. tip in College Park?
I believe so. They're having the Red Panda show up.
Really?
Yeah.
If Red Panda is showing up, you know it's a big event.
I know, and it's a red wave, red out, whatever you want to call it.
Red Panda she's clearly the best halftime entertainer on the planet.
I know they're pulling out all the punches.
I can't think of anybody more talented than Red Panda.
Pretty sick.
I mean, she's an immense talent.
I think the Simon Says guy is pretty talented.
Which one's
that? I don't
know
who the Simon Says guy is.
Oh, he's unbelievable. You go to Wizards games or college basketball games. Okay. It's like Simon Says on speed. He brings 50 people out there.
All the fans.
Okay. Yeah, and he talks so fast.
Really?
It's butt entertaining. Yeah.
I haven't seen the Simon Says guy. I'm going to have to YouTube him. Check him out.
People get better.
But again,
when they do something, but he didn't say Simon Says.
Sight unseen, I'm going to rank Red Panda higher than Simon Says guy. Just because he can talk
more
fast.
More of a unique talent.
Red Panda.
Yeah.
She's a one of one.
Who would think to ride around on a unicycle and kick plates over your head? Balls or whatever.
She gets paid for it.
She gets paid.
She's incredible.
She gets every gig. She gets underpaid
now,
for her talent.
I saw her live. I saw her live down at Blacksburg. Yeah. She was unbelievable. Nobody left their seats at halftime.
I think I've seen her live locally. I don't know if it's been at.
I'm more of a purist. Okay. I'm a Gymkhana fan.
You like the guys? Is that a Maryland only thing?
No.
It's kind of a Maryland.
It's a Maryland only thing.
It? Yeah.
You know what? They bring out Gymkhana to do the trampoline over the Red Panda.
Right.
Automatic W. Bring back Gymkhana. Bring back the fiery ring that they're jumping through over.
Bring out all the stops.
Yes.
Do they still do Gymkhana or no?
I've been to a handful of games since I've graduated, and every time I've gone, I haven't seen Gymkhana.
Okay. Mm.
Usually it's like
Gymkhana is a... That would get the crowd going.
It seems like everybody's doing it, though. Like, all the mascots are doing that kind of stuff, though, now, right? Like
jumping through rings of fire.
Well, not necessarily rings of fire, but, like, getting the trampoline out and dunking.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of trampolining happening.
No, and then they start stacking people on top. Yeah. The crowd's getting into it.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
That was like a club, I think, at Maryland,
yeah,
right?
It was almost like a club sport, but it wasn't really a sport.
Right. Yeah, no, that was always entertaining.
And bring back Gymkhana. If you're listening over at College Park.
Yeah.
Seems like now when I go, they just always have like some little kids like playing a game or something. You know, a quick five-minute game or something.
Yeah. Like Pats games, Mites on Ice is a standard.
I don't want to see some shrimp who can't get the ball up to a 10-foot hoop. Give me Gymkhana.
Yeah. Play the hits. Right. Play the hits, my friends.
Well, Valdez, I'm open to it if you want to. At some point this season, before the end of it, you and I do our what used to be annual trip down there. Get us some silly seats on the wood.
Go to Looney's.
Yeah, we'll do a little pregame.
They have a lot of good pieces. I don't know if they have a superstar. I guess Queen could be a superstar. And
he was
Reese,
a superstar in his first outing.
And Reese is a very good player, but I don't know if he's a superstar college player. He's a very good player.
Just a solid college player.
They have a lot of good pieces.
Looks
Rice
like
is good.
Much better.
Gillespie's good.
By the way, did you see, Jason, that John Brown passed away?
I saw that news.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The owner of Bentley's?
Yeah.
Like a College Park institution?
Yeah, totally.
I met him a couple times. I didn't know him well, but I met him a few times. But, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, sad news. But, you're not going to find a bigger Terp supporter than him.
Oh, I know.
Speaking of the Terps, we're going to have the head coach, Mike Locksley, join the show at 9:45.
They've got Rutgers in town this weekend. Rutgers coming to College Park.
What's their record now?
Right.
What are they?
4-5,
I think.
Got to win two. Got to play.
And actually,
got to win Rutgers. They're not going to beat Penn State, but they got to beat Rutgers and I think Iowa at home if they want to get to a bowl.
Is Shiano still there at Rutgers? So he's probably got them competitive, right?
They're okay. They're not great. They rely heavily on one running back, but
we're not great.
It's true.
So we'll talk to Coach Locksley coming up at 9:45. Chris Doering, former Gator receiver, former Redskins receiver, he's going to join us at 7:40 as we talk college football. This was, week two of them coming out with the polls to get you ready for the college football playoff.
College football rankings, correct. There's still four more to go. But what's cool about the way that they expanded to 12 is there's so many teams that are still in the mix and there's so many huge games. I mean, just massive games with 3 weeks to play. Playing games and, obviously conference championships because the way that they formatted it, the four highest ranked group of five teams or power conference teams get byes 1-4. So
lost some zeal for the college football season.
There's some craziness going on in the Big 12 because the two top teams in the Big 12, and of course the winner of the Big 12 gets a bye, is BYU, who joined the conference 2 years ago, and Colorado, who joined the conference last year.
I lost some zeal for the college football season since I lost a conference to the ACC in the Survivor Pool.
Miami hurt you.
You were close, right?
Yeah, and I was the only conference in the ACC, I was the only team that had Miami alive, which was the biggest favorite in the ACC, but they lost.
Welcome to the rest of the pack, JP.
Left with three conferences, and it's not me and Dylan.
I'm
in the pack with cakes and all the numbers.
So you're still alive?
You're still alive.
But
I need those guys to lose now to come back to the field.
Right.
Running out of options.
Greatly diminished.
It hurts. With 3 weeks to play, it hurts. The guys who only have one conference, I don't even know why they're sending me picks.
Did you guys ever discuss a CHOP? Like, is a CHOP legal?
No, because he says you have to ride it out.
Jason's not letting anybody.
No, you're anti-CHOP here.
Right. Well,
but you have to ride it out to the end of the season.
The rules of the pool are you have to go to the end of the regular season.
So at the end, if the three were remaining, then they could have chopped.
Of course. Yeah,
then it would have been a chop.
Or they would have to chop.
Or Jason let's say there were two guys.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what, let's play it out for the entire pot.
Well, if I'm going to conference
championships and do some other extra pool.
If I'm one of the two left, I'm calling the other one. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we're picking the same teams.
Right.
And we're pre-chopping.
That's fine.
Pre-chopping the pot.
I mean, it's a big pot, so you probably would. It's probably a smart move.
Yeah.
But no, you have to play out the entire regular season, and then you can decide.
So we'll talk some college football coming up at 7:40 with Chris Doering, and we've got the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, at 7. They have a new addition to the team.
They do.
He's somebody who's been here before and on this show a lot.
Here's another hint. He's Danish.
Yes. Lars Eller returns. So yes. We'll talk to Coach Carberry about that coming up at 7 o'clock. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Later in the program, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. They take on the Devils. And we have Wizards tickets as well. So if you want to go to the Wizards or the Caps, and you want to go on our dime, we'll give you a chance coming up right around 8 o'clock.
So Caps play
tuned.
Tonight, I believe.
Play Toronto tonight.
Play Toronto at home.
At Cap 1.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then they go out west for...
3 games, I believe, west.
Yeah. I didn't even know Lars Eller was still in the league, to be honest.
he was just here at Cap 1 with the Pens.
Didn't even know
he was
that.
Just here over the weekend.
How old is he now? 38? 39?
Oh, I don't think he's that old.
I think he's 35.
Is he?
I think you're a couple years.
34 or 35.
I think you're a couple years
I'm off.
I think you're
a little high on his age.
Wrong. Let's see. Lars.
What's his age again?
35.
Such
35.
A good game.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
35. So well, they wanted center depth.
Hopefully it doesn't get back to him. I thought he was 38.
Yeah. We'll keep that on the down.
I think he'll be okay.
It's Lars fine.
No, good
he strikes
dude,
me as the guy that doesn't get flustered very much.
He's very, very even keel. Yes. That Lars Eller.
He's very chill.
Yes.
He's a good dude, though.
Like
I always
nice
like
guy.
Lars Eller.
He's a nice guy.
Love him.
So I saw this story a couple days ago about how many push-ups you should be able to do at your age.
I clicked on it.
Curious.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't have, we're all 54 now that I just hit 54 on my birthday a couple weeks ago. But they have 55 and they have 45.
Okay.
I believe each of us can do what the Mayo Clinic says.
What is the Mayo Clinic?
You should do at 45.
What is the OJ Mayo Clinic?
I mean,
Clinic
we should actually be
recommend
able to do what it says for 25-year-olds.
Yes.
So they say to be in good shape. Now, I don't know about the quality of push-ups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it says to be in good shape, a 25-year-old should be able to do 28 in a row.
Okay.
I think I could do 28 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
It'll be
pretty tired, but of
borderline
course
on the form.
Yeah. I think I could get there, but my form would it would deteriorate probably after 20 or 25.
For a 45-year-old, it just says between 14 and 16.
Well, of course.
Oh, I mean,
it might be 14 for women, 16 for men.
That's not our demo. We're the 55 demo, JP.
Yeah.
You should crank out 12.
We're 54. You can't lump us in with 45-year-olds. We should be lumped in with the 55-year-olds.
The next demo is 55.
Yeah. We're not 12 55 just yet. Like Johnson. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, come on. That's a joke.
That's kind of a laughable number.
I think for good cardiovascular health, I think I've read somewhere where that you need to be able to do something like 40.
Right. Like close to your age.
Yeah. Yeah.
40 consecutive.
40 would be tough.
40 would be.
That's some banged up shoulders.
40 would be tough. Yeah. I'll just be honest. 40 would be. That might be. Maybe could get there, but 40 might be the limit.
I'm at the point now during my workouts, and I'll lift weights a couple times a week, that I have to modify so many exercises. Mm-hmm. I can't do a straight bar bench press.
Right.
So I have to use dumbbells, and I can't have my hands facing a certain direction. They got to be like this.
Well, I saw on Instagram one of those reels. Valdez, maybe you can speak to this, or Drabby. You guys you're working out all the time with Cork, your trainer. They said that the traditional dumbbell press like this, only does, 50% of your chest or 70% of your chest, whatever. This is new to me. And I've worked out my whole life. But they said presses like this work 100% of your chest. Mm. I've never seen that before.
Don't know.
So you're reversing your hands.
Yeah, you reverse your hands. So I tried that this weekend. Mm. I don't know if I noticed any difference.
How does pickleball,
with dumbbells, by the way.
How does pickleball and tennis affect your chest workouts? that's what I need
very
to know.
Little interaction. Probably
how does
very, little.
The
very little interaction.
10,000 golf balls.
Yeah, probably not a lot.
How was yesterday? Did you play yesterday?
I did play yesterday.
Did you play at Norbeck?
I did. I played very well on the front, kind of fell apart on the back, just stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
6-1 putts, though.
Ah, nice.
I'm telling
solid.
You.
Solid.
Does short game work? I don't even hit ball. I barely hit balls anymore.
It's just all
chip,
short game.
Putt. Chip, putt. That's all I do. Because everything else is stupid.
Yeah.
You could get greenish.
Yeah.
And then you got to get it up and down. Valdez, he's got a very good short game.
Mm-hmm.
It's windy yesterday.
Yeah,
it was windy. It kind of did affect us a little bit, but yeah.
It's going to get chilly today and tomorrow.
We're supposed to play again today.
It's going
to
be chilly today.
What are they saying? For 50?
Low 50s for a high.
As long as it's 50 or above, I'm good.
Well, as long as it's not windy.
Wind. But you know what? Sometimes it's kind of fun. It is kind of fun to try to figure it out. Somebody said.
Well, as long as it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 73 degrees
like
and
cold.
Windy.
Yeah, I don't like to be cold. But I think I'm properly prepared. But somebody said Faldo told somebody that you take your grass, right, when you're checking the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Faldez, have you heard this? You throw the grass up in the air, right?
Remember, Cakes didn't even recognize that concept a couple
weeks
ago. He
thought it was like a fake thing.
I thought it was passe. I mean, again, it's...
Well, how do you think people judge
I mean,
the
could
wind?
You have a more archaic way of gauging
wind? What are you
going
to do?
How
like
would you
finger?
When you're playing golf?
Look for a flag somewhere.
All right.
Look where the trees would...
They do.
Yeah. You do all that.
Yeah, but on a par 5, for example, when you're driving, you might not see the flag.
If you watch a golf tournament, all right... The caddies or the player will throw grass up, but they'll also look up at the trees.
Sure. They look at the trees. They look at the flag. They look at the flag next door. They look at the flag
I'll
down
leave
there.
I'll that to you golf nerds. I play golf once a year.
But hold on. Have you guys
They don't carry,
heard
like,
this?
Wind detectors in their golf bag.
Faldo says, so you throw your grass up in the air, right? And say it goes four paces away. Like, it blows.
In that direction.
Or four feet away. I guess for every foot, I think I have this right, it's 4 yards.
Okay.
So if it blows,
so you're doing some calculations.
Yes,
so if it goes
Faldo
four
says,
paces,
so it goes
it's
four,
a 16-yard wind.
Or yes.
Yeah.
You got to add 16 yards
to
take
that.
Off.
Another reason why I'm out on golf. You got to do math while you're playing. No,
that's Faldo's calculation. I don't know.
That's probably something Tiger would do. He would probably factor it in.
It's 4 yards or something.
To the foot.
I never understand your calculations because you still stand by lose 15 pounds, gain an inch. So theoretically, let's just say you're a regular dude and over the years you gained 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You're not going to, and then all of a sudden you went on some crazy diet and you lost 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. You're not gaining 4 inches.
You're not gaining. You're going back to what you were before. It's not. You're not growing anything. It's just that when you get fat, it takes that skin away. I'm telling you, ask Dr. Wine. Any urologist will tell you. No, it's just like if you gain 20 pounds,
right.
You're probably losing a little.
An
like,
inch and a half or so.
Let's call Rom immediately.
Yeah, Rom, why do you think Rom, overweight, if you lose, mm-hmm. you'll get a little bit more
of your size.
He
did wax both me and JP in ping pong, which is still distressing.
Still smarts.
It doesn't mean anything. It's
It doesn't mean anything. It's true, but it's still it's in the back of my dome.
Yeah. Well, he's a better athlete than you. What are you going to do?
It's a knock on the resume.
He's not a better athlete. He's a better table tennis player. I will not concede that he's a better athlete.
I wanted to get under your skin there.
Yeah.
I can't lose to Rahm in overall.
He wants to play you in tennis, too. The problem is he can only last a few points.
Yeah, and I'm scarred by losing to him in table tennis. I don't want to lose to him in real tennis.
Yeah.
Because then I might just drive my car into a brick wall.
When's the last time lifted weights?
Lifted weights. I mean, it's probably been 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
It's been a while.
You actually did it.
I was thinking it was back when my youngest son was still in high school.
Okay.
I would lift with him. Then he went to college and I just Tress Wade lifting weights.
Punted it away. I'm actually impressed you did it 2 or 3 years ago, because I was going to guess it was when you were paid to do it by Bally's back in the day.
No, I had a little stretch run there, and then I tired of it. I got tired of lifting weights.
Hey, Cakes, don't get the face.
Uh-oh, you're going to pick on Cakes?
No, everyone back here is calling BS that Cakes can do 28 real push-ups consecutively.
I think he might be able to. You think he can?
I know, I couldn't.
Why am I always the guinea pig when it comes to, like, physical challenges? I'm always the one with the target.
You got the face.
I knew you were going to get the face.
I'm sorry that I have to come across as the bad guy, but everyone back here is just going.
I mean, maybe I could get to 28. They wouldn't be the greatest form, 28, but I believe without doing push-ups, I could rip off 28 push-ups.
I'm team Cakes. I think you got it.
Right.
28 is for a 25-year-old anyway. He just needs to crank out. If you want to bump you up to 55, you just need to crank out 12.
I mean, 12 I could do one-handed.
Right.
I couldn't do one-handed, but you know what I'm talking about. It's hyperbole.
I could do 12. I'm not going to make Cakes do it.
It's fine. I can either do it or not do it. Whatever.
I have faith in you.
He got the face when I told him Rahm was a better athlete. That's when he got the face.
It's a lot of FaceTime over here.
That's when he got the face.
Right.
But EB, I'm going down to play some golf down in Daniel Island.
Where is that?
South Carolina.
It's in Charleston.
What's it called? Daniel Island?
Oh, it's beautiful. But there's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Water gets in my head, man. It does. It gets in my
head.
Anytime I play a water-filled course, if I tried to hit it in the water, I couldn't. And if I said, all right, I'm going to hit this ball, 175 yards in the water, I couldn't. But if I try and hit the green, I'm probably going to hit the water.
Right.
So do you just chunk it all of a sudden?
No, I just don't hit it well. And, just water gets into my head. And these courses, especially in South Carolina, have tons of water. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a real challenge.
Well, I'm at that point. I've told you many times. I'm not interested in going out somewhere and being super challenged. No. I want it to be enjoyable.
Medium challenge.
I don't need to go out there and play freaking the world's hardest courses.
No. Why would you want to do that?
Modest.
Don't you want to scorch them?
I just want to play a nice modest challenge.
You want to do well.
Yeah. The game's a challenge enough.
Right. Golf is hard enough as it is.
Right.
I don't know why I'm so wiped out this morning. I'm so freaking tired.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, probably late.
No, 9:30.
Did you sleep well?
I didn't sleep great because I put a little portable heater on and I kept sweating, and then I had to get up in the middle of the night and turn it off.
I had a fan blowing on me. I was under one sheet and I was like, it felt
so
good.
How's that comfortable when you're shivering?
I love sleeping like I'm in a crypt.
But why do you like to be cold?
I sleep more comfortably when I'm cold than when I'm hot.
Being cold is miserable to me.
I would always choose cold over hot.
Yeah.
At the extremes.
Well, yeah, because you can put the blankies on.
Sure.
So you only have a sheet.
Yeah.
Does Amy only have the sheet?
She has sheet, blanket, another blanket, sometimes a robe on top. Like, we're completely different. Yeah. Completely different setup sleeping-wise.
Different species. Yeah, I'm that way.
When it comes to sleeping,
I like to be warm.
Yeah.
But last night I was sweating.
I woke up this morning and looked at the temperature in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Let me guess.
60 degrees.
I was going to guess 62.
It was 60 degrees.
I mean, that's freaking.
Bro, I mean, it's cold outside.
That's extreme for me, too.
I feel like you could die.
But you know what? I was comfortable. I got the dog
you keep
there.
Justifying
I got,
that.
I got 15, you know, quilts on the bed.
I mean, are you snuggling with the dog?
No, but she warms up the bed. I mean, she's 65 pounds. Mm-hmm. She warms it up.
Yeah.
Especially at the bottom of the
bed. That's an electric heater in his bed.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, was Herb Street, did I see that clip of him? Was he just bawling?
Yeah.
On Lee
his
Corsa?
Dog, Ben.
Yeah,
Ben
passed,
Herb Street
put him down.
Passed recently.
And that dog had been a big deal, right? Because he had been bringing it everywhere.
He was flying in his PJ with him everywhere.
He was making everything about his dog.
He was out on the field with him wherever he goes.
And it was
that's his buddy. It's his companion.
I know.
I've never heard the last name attached to a dog.
Why?
Is that how they do it?
Why?
Like, did you call your dog?
No, you call your dog
Belle Auville
by its first name. But
I know, but he called it Ben Herb Street.
I mean, it's like a member of his family.
All right,
I've got a.
Is it Simba
Auville? I have to keep my mouth shut on this.
I've got a neighbor who calls my dog Luca Bishop.
Okay.
Really?
I've never heard that.
It's kind of weird, but I don't. My
it's
wife
not
does,
a human being.
I know, but
understood. But when that dog passes, it's a devastating day for the family.
I understand.
Correct.
I understand.
It's a heart-wrenching
day. It's a harsh day. I know.
I am not looking forward to that day. That's going to be awful.
But your dog's name Winnie, right?
Winnie.
It's not Winnie Auville.
No, it's Winnie.
Right. It's a one-namer.
Just Winnie.
Like Madonna.
Yeah.
Why was Herb Street bringing the dog everywhere? Was it just because the dog was on its last legs?
Probably.
And he knew it was like sickly.
Probably. He knew like this is his last go round and
right. Okay.
Crab shaking his head like that's not the case.
I think he brought it on because he felt so lonely. He talked about it in the piece. He's lonely on the road. He wanted a piece of his family with him on the road, and so he was able to take his dog with him on the private flights in the hotel rooms, and he was just away from home so much that the dog brought him joy. And remembered him.
You know, that's kind of strange because, I mean, unless they just hook him because he's Herb Street, but there's only a certain percentage of hotels that are pet friendly.
Oh, yeah, that dog was living a great life.
So you can't just go to the Ritz-Carlton and say, all right, can I bring my dog?
Because
they're going to say no.
Like he was calling.
Well, I understand that, but pet friendly hotels are usually Holiday Inn Express, Hilton Garden Inn.
He was staying at
they're not the top notch hotel.
Well, he was staying at the Four Seasons, I think.
Right.
Like in LA when he's calling the game with Al Michaels, like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
They probably just hooked him.
Oh, they had like a brand new dog bed for Ben. They had like specially made cookies for him. They had a gift basket. They had dog treats. Like that dog's living better than 99% of the humans on the planet.
Correct.
Like,
that's my point. Because
taken care of.
If I called the Four Seasons and said, can I bring my dog? They're going to say no.
Yeah. There were special accommodations made.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that we were talking about it a year or two ago that Trav was saying, can you imagine working with Herb Street, and he's bringing his annoying dog everywhere. Like you're on set.
The dog's probably awesome, though. Was probably awesome.
Depends on your perspective.
You're just not a dog guy.
Just could be annoying.
If you love
But it was a very chill dog. Like
probably just laid down right next to him.
Like it was. There was video of it of the dog laying down in between him and
Fowler
right.
when they're calling the game. And it's not a small dog. He was a big dog, like 80 or 100 pound dog.
Yeah,
just lying down right in between them. While they're calling,
I mean,
action.
If I brought my dog to something like that, she would just lay down right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure? Any time I've seen your dog bouncing around.
When's the last time you saw my dog?
when you got her.
Right.
Ten years ago.
Yeah. Right.
She's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
She doesn't just run away and go chase deer.
Yeah, right. Back when you were like learning German orders.
Yes.
That's cool.
A German dog instructor, right?
Well, yes, we did. I'm telling you, it worked a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't speak German to her.
I wouldn't think you would.
But she's a lot better. She's more obedient.
Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the Capitals and what they did yesterday, making moves here on the Junkies. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the head coach of your Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, joins us. Right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Phil, you know what's going on in the sports world?
Lars Eller's back in Washington.
He's back. He back.
He was traded from Pittsburgh back here to Washington yesterday for 2027 third round pick and a 2025 fifth round pick. And Lars is 35. He had 7 points on 27 shots, 17 hits. He had a -4 rating over 17 appearances this year. And so he's back with the Washington Capitals. Of course, we're going to talk to Coach Carbs here in about 15-20 minutes, and get his take on that. But Lars is back.
What is Lars, his greatest attribute, Cakes, as
he's
a player?
Centerman, and he's a good assist guy.
And that was something they felt lacking, even though the offense has been humming.
I guess they want center depth. Center depth on the team. Yeah. He had 31 points last season.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's going to rotate for the third line center position.
All right.
With LaPierre and who's the other center they've got on the third?
They gave
line?
Up, you know,
Scarbosa.
Like a couple picks, right?
They gave up a third in 27 and a fifth next year.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and Scarbosa gets optioned back to Hershey.
Oh, Scarbosa goes back. Okay.
To make room for Lars.
Yeah, so he's back. That's awesome. And then Caps will play tonight here against Toronto. Not that I pay attention that much to the rest of the league, but I saw this morning when I was watching SportsCenter that the Winnipeg Pets beat the Rangers last night.
Yep.
In New York. Guess what the Winnipeg Pets record is, Mr.
I know
Bickle.
Their record, and it's pretty
and
damn
they,
good.
They set an NBA, an NHL record last night.
Because they haven't lost away, right?
They haven't lost away.
Undefeated on the road.
Guess what their overall record is.
I know it because I'm looking at it.
Just Bickle, just take a guess what their overall record is. They've played 16 games.
Whose is this?
Winnipeg.
1-15.
No, they're the complete opposite.
15-1?
15-1.
They set an NHL record by winning 15 of their first 16 games. Actually, I think they set an NHL record the last game when they won 14 of their first 15. But wow. Now they've won 15 out of 16. How is that possible? I don't know. They must be damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can name one current Winnipeg Jet. Is their goalie? Is it Connor Hellebuck?
If you say so.
I could be wrong. That's all I got when it comes to the Winnipeg Jets.
Their goalie?
One more than me, Cakes.
Yes, Connor Hellebuck.
He must be damn good because they're 15 out of 16. NBA last night. Hey, good win for the Hawks. Our boy Mike Bray, who's an assistant down there, beat the Celtics in Boston. It's NBA Cup. Is it NBA Cup night or NBA Cup week?
It was the first night of the NBA Cup.
And when is that, the end season?
Yeah, I think they play three, maybe four games.
It's like
they
do it this early.
And then they have the quarterfinals. Yes, because the whole point was to theoretically generate interest. Nobody really cares about the NBA till Christmas. Mm-hmm. And really until after the football season.
Yeah, early season interest.
They want to boost it.
They're trying to create something. Kind of how the international soccer leagues will have tournaments in the middle of the season.
I didn't think it was this early.
You don't know you're defending champions of the NBA Cup.
I think I know who the
Lakers
are.
Lakers,
Lakers.
Yeah. LeBron won another championship.
They don't hang a banner for that, do they? Please tell me they don't. Please tell me they don't.
Do they give them a ring? Please tell me they don't give them a ring.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
They can't. They can't.
Who knows?
That.
They might.
They get extra cash though.
So the
players get extra.
Yeah, the Hawks went into Boston and beat them by one. That's kind of shocking, considered Boston was 9-2 coming in to that game. The Wizards will play tonight down in San Antonio. I think it's an 8 o'clock tip. All right, so last night the Mavericks lost in Golden State. JP was watching the game last night. Steph had 37, and so that drops the Mavs to 5-6. We went over 49.5 wins for them. So, and then the Bucks won, although the Bucks are not very good right now. They're 3-8. We have the Bucks under 15.5.
Are there Giannis trade rumors swirling at this point? Them shipping him?
That would be a big deal.
It'd be a massive deal.
What kind of money is he making? About $60 million a year?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Something in that range. Whatever the most you can pay him, that's what he's making.
All right. So we talked a little bit about the college football playoff rankings. The second edition last night released. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, your top four. And, of course, there's still four more sets of rankings to come out. But the interesting thing is Georgia slipped after Georgia's loss to Ole Miss, slipped down to 12, and Boise's 13. So based on those rankings, Georgia would be out because Boise State would be in because Boise State would be an automatic qualifier. So it'll be interesting because Georgia plays Tennessee in Athens this weekend. We'll talk to Chris Dorian here in about an hour, get his take on not just the rankings, but that game.
I have a college football question. Now, it's not on the field. And, Drab, maybe you can answer this because I know you're a big college football fan. Jason watches College Game Day pretty religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Still likes the Lee Corso bit and all that stuff.
Can they retire
the Corso
Lee Corso
thing
Corso
is kind of
already?
Getting on my nerves. It's just so awkward for him to talk games and teams because it's tough to understand.
I just feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure he still wants to be out there something? And do his thing.
He's got crazy, medical issues. Yeah, he's had something like that. But it's just tough to understand.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, Fox wanted to compete with College Game Day. Mm-hmm. So they came up with Big Noon Kickoff. I have seen there's some controversy about Big Noon Kickoff. Can you explain to me what's going on?
Yeah.
Drab seemed very upset by it yesterday. He was like raging about it.
Well, I mean, I don't care about Ohio State at all, but they're definitely getting screwed out of this. Fox had a great idea. They saw an opportunity in the window a few years ago that nobody was really watching these noon games. Mm-hmm. So they start putting prominent teams or a matchup there early. They started a pregame show called the Big Noon Kickoff with Brady Quinn, Urban Meyer, Matt Leinart.
Mark Ingram.
Ingram's on it too.
Yeah.
But Ohio State, who is the number two team in the country, is going to be playing at noon 6 straight weeks to end the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nobody watches them.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's just like kind of, it's like a pregame for the rest of the game.
It's a weird window to have.
Like, why are they,
why
Ohio State's getting screwed? They're never in prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are out doing errands. You casually watch these noon games because you got a bunch of soccer games, whatever's going on. Indiana, Ohio State is on at noon.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen. That should be a primetime game.
Should be a 7:30 game.
No doubt. Whatever the way it figures out, because they're on 3 different channels. They're on Fox at noon, CBS at 3:30, and 7 p.m. on NBC. So
it's not necessarily about the quality of the pregame show.
And this week, they're not even on Fox.
Yeah, I don't.
They're playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field.
Okay.
A noon kick, but they're playing on the Big Ten Network. They're not playing on Fox.
So the controversy is not about the quality of the pregame.
The noon games anyway, usually, because they've got stuff going on.
Certainly not a Big Ten Network. That's got to be a small audience.
The pregame is great. It's just that is not a matchup usually where everyone's talking about watching that game.
Right. I saw Joel Klatt online defending Big Noon Kickoff, and I was like, what is this all about? And
he was saying he works for Fox.
He was saying the ratings are great and everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's the student, like the students and the fans of those teams are upset that they're not playing in prime time, that they're stuck in that noon window. And apparently they're cursing during the game, doing chants during Big Noon Kickoff, cursing and getting upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
that's their decision to do that.
Well, isn't College Game Day always early morning?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're usually on campus for the 7:30.
But they're on campus for a later game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Big Noon Kickoff, they want a lead-in towards a premier game.
Right.
So that's so that they get more eyeballs on the Big Noon Kickoff.
And they've had Ohio State apparently on 5 times already this year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be doing their noon kickoff in Chicago at Wrigley for this? Do you know where they're going to be this week?
I don't know the site.
I'm not sure. But, I mean, College Game Day, they're not at the same site. Like, Herb Street will do College Game Day and then get on an airplane and go do his game wherever he's doing that night.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
They show the graphic of his travels crazy.
I know.
Next stop for Big Noon Kickoff.
Well, remember, because he does Thursday games on Prime Network.
Right.
On Amazon.
Yeah.
Jason.
And then he's got,
Boulder, Colorado is the next stop.
Okay. Utah's playing Colorado. That's all right. That's interesting. And that's a 12 o'clock. That's actually a 12 o'clock game.
Did you see Jay Gruden tweeting that just from his didn't sound like he's really watched it, but he said he's watching college ball this week. Mm-hmm. And he said, not impressed with the quarterback crop.
Oh, really?
He said, I hope I'm wrong, but he doesn't think this looks like a great
class. By the way,
think
about that. Colorado hosting. They're doing the noon kickoff at Colorado in Boulder. It's a noon kickoff, but locally, that's a 10 a.m. kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, college kids are not used to playing 10 a.m. games.
Right.
No. But probably a lot of them, and certainly in some sports, they're used to early practices, maybe not football.
Yeah, that's just kind of crazy. And those students got to be up early if they're tailgating for a 10 a.m. Think about that.
Who's the top quarterback prospect drive right now? Is Shador one of them?
Shador is up there. Cam Ward, Nussmeier from LSU, Carson Beck has fallen
off.
So
I assume that Jay's referring to all those guys.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cam Ward might be the first pick out of all the quarterbacks in the draft, but we'll see.
Is the Boise State? It's a running back, right? That's kind of like putting up. Yeah, he's so little though, right? Is he projected to go high?
He'll be a first round pick.
Yeah. He will.
Probably mid first round.
As a Commander fan, you don't even need to sweat the quarterback class.
Isn't that a nice luxury? No, I get
it. You don't even have to think about it.
Hopefully.
Just think about it for other teams.
Yeah.
Other teams have to sift through the question marks.
The Giants. Stuck with the number.
Yep.
You know who should draft a quarterback?
The Carolina Panthers.
Dallas.
Yeah, they probably should
draft a quarterback.
You're probably right.
I don't know where they're going to be picking.
Oh, they're going to be picking pretty high
because they're not going to end up with a good record. But think about it. He's been hurt two out of the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. His contract's just a disaster. They don't win with him in the postseason. They should draft a quarterback.
I don't disagree.
I'm not saying they start him
next year,
yeah,
but they need to have a plan behind Dak Prescott.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some puck. Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins the Junkies next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.